Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning on this countdown week till Thanksgiving. Bet you can't wait, right? So hard to come in on a Monday like this. Because you know what? Your mind's already on Thanksgiving and whatever you have going. Mine too. But we got a lot to do. Used to be the news would stop for a thing like this. Oh, I can remember planning these shows as a radio host. Going into Thanksgiving and Christmas. Radio hosts all over the country would take a lot of vacation time in November and December because it was so hard to do radio. And like political talk radio because there was nothing going on. I can't even cram it all in today. So I'll get started. How about now, right? Did you have a good weekend? 800-347-1063 is the Ingalls Advantage talk line. Hottest conversation in all of Greenville mornings is, of course, the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. Okay. When Vanity Fair, hardly a bastion of conservative reporting, over the weekend has a headline like this. It is hard to read this as anything but a warning. New polling suggests Democrats' impeachment push could alienate key voters. What do you think they mean like that by that? Things ain't going too good. This was a disaster. As MSNBC, of all places, reported this weekend, I'm going to play the audio for you in a minute. At the beginning of the Schiff Show public hearings, since the beginning of the Schiff Show public hearings, they have lost. They're down 5 percentage points in the number of people who, you know, think we should impeach. That fell 5% since the beginning of the Schiff Show. Schiff Show sham impeachment. And the percentage of Americans who believe the president should be removed from office, wait for it, survey says down 14 percentage points. That's not down 14%. No. Down 14 percentage points. Points. So I'm hoping we can get another 2 weeks of this. Because this is going really well. How bad is it, you ask? Okay, you ready for this? Two out of three independents. I'm reading from Vanity Fair, and they're talking about this Politico Morning Consult poll, right? They're going into the internals, right, to see how bad it is. Politico Morning Consult, again, very liberal polling outfit. How bad is it? Survey says 2 out of 3 independents cannot figure out what the impeachment is about. So well, I didn't think that this was permeating this well with the country. I honestly thought this testimony would confuse people. Wow. Specifically, the question, what they said was that they couldn't tell the issues in this impeachment from the other issues with other scandals. In other words, it was just so confusing. They said, what, huh? You want to get it for what? Why? Huh? What? Oh, but it gets better. This Vanity Fair news story, diving into the internals of the Politico poll, which is more popular with independents? Which is more popular with independents, would you say? Well, the wall, Trump's wall, or impeachment? Which is more popular with independents? According to the Politico Morning Consult poll, which is undoubtedly skewed to the left because they always are, Trump's wall is more popular with independents than impeachment. So this has been a resounding success. I'm all for another week of this. 2 would be really, you know, great if we could do it. I mean, I said, let's just keep going into January. We'll have more fake witnesses who witness nothing, know nothing, don't like Trump, but all pretty much categorically agree there was no quid pro quo, no bribery, nothing illegal. That was a common thread with every single last one of them. Bottom line, end of memo. You want a summary of last week if you were on vacation, you're out of town, or you just don't know what was going on. I'll go ahead and play that for you. This was their star witness, Ambassador Gordon Sondland, on whether anybody, anywhere, ever, at any time, ever suggested a quid pro quo. The Ukrainians had to investigate Joe Biden or else they'd lose their money.
Okay. Well, you know, after you testified, Chairman Schiff ran out and gave a press conference and said he gets to impeach the President of the United States because of your testimony. And if you pull up CNN today, right now, their banner says Sondland ties Trump to withholding aid. Is that your testimony today, Mr. Ambassador Sondland, that you have evidence that Donald Trump tied the investigation to the aid? Because I don't think you're saying that.
I've said repeatedly, Congressman, I was presuming. I also said that President Trump.
So no one told you, not just the president. Giuliani didn't tell you. Mulvaney didn't tell you. Nobody, Pompeo didn't tell you. Nobody else on this planet told you that Donald Trump was tying aid to these investigations. Is that correct?
I think I already testified.
No, answer the question. Is it correct? No one on this planet told you that Donald Trump was tying this aid to the investigations. Because if your answer is yes, then the chairman's wrong and the headline on CNN is wrong. No one on this planet told you that President Trump was tying aid to investigations. Yes or no?
Yes.
So.
All right. So that was your star witness. That's what the Democrats call proving quid pro quo bribery. Which Adam Schiff over the weekend, the thoroughly corrupt, compulsive liar at the head of the Intel sham impeachment, made a media tour in which he claimed he had proven there was bribery and quid pro quo. Mm-hmm. Does that sound like proving it to you? Because see, that was the star witness, the only guy who had talked to the Ukrainians and the president. Does that sound like they proved? No, they didn't. They didn't prove anything. But they, you know, if in the absence of actual facts, just make up your own truth, your own reality. And why not? Why not? All right. So what do the Democrats think about this? How this went? What do Republicans think about how this went? What does Adam Schiff think about how this went? We'll have that in the next segment. Meanwhile, headline. It's just a wrap up of how bad this was. After 2 weeks of the Schiff Show, Trump's approval rating is up, which is remarkable given what, you know, what they've done to him. I mean, he was at he hit a low of 44 before the sham impeachment, and he's now back up around 50, depending on the day in the daily tracking poll, 49, 50, sometimes 51. They didn't dent him at all. So Trump's after 2 weeks of the Schiff Show, Trump's approval is up. Support for impeachment is down. And this is my favorite part. One third of Democrats. Democrats, mind you, now want Joe Biden investigated. Wow. If one third of Democrats who don't even get real news, I mean, what they watch is fake. One third of Democrats can figure out that Joe Biden ought to be investigated for what he did. This is a massacre, folks. An absolute massacre.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
How do you know what the internal polling looks like on the shampeachment? This, over the weekend. Let's start with MSNBC. You know, we're going to do it from both sides. We'll do Bannon. Can't get a bigger supporter of Trump than Bannon. Of course, we know what he's going to say. It was a total failure. And we'll go to the other side of the aisle with Donnie Deutsch on MSNBC. Does this sound to you folks like the Democrat internals on this shampeachment? Internal polling looks good. Because see, it doesn't to me. This is Donnie Deutsch talking about the show Bob and Abishola. Never heard of it. Apparently it's like on CBS or something. Bob loves Abishola. You heard of it? I haven't heard of it. Anyway, got the same ratings as the shampeachment. And how the polling is a disaster. Since Schiff started his public hearings, support for shampeachment is down 5 points. And the percentage of Americans who want Trump removed from office is down, who want Trump removed from office is down a staggering 14%. That's not good. Even Donnie Deutsch admits that on MSNBC. Here you go.
Does anybody know Bob loves Abishola? Do you know what that even means?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a show on CBS. You know, did about 5-6 million viewers the other night. The average person at home wouldn't even know it. That's what these hearings have done this week. You know, we live in a little bit of a bubble that we sit here and we watch. And the reality is, when you look at that new Emerson poll, where basically we've lost 5% of people that even believe he should be impeached and 14% removed from office, what is so critical coming out of this, because we know where this is going to end in the Senate, is that somehow the Democrats brand this in a bigger place and bring it back to the issues that matter to voters.
So you've moved on now. You're at the campaign already.
Let's rebrand this disaster and try again. I'm sorry, that wasn't among independents. I confused my poll, my polls. That was among all people. Support for impeachment down 5 points. Support for removal from office down 14 since the Schiff show started. Can you say disaster with me? Steve Bannon was all over this.
It's been a tremendous reversal of fortune. The president said a couple of weeks ago, I think he tweeted out, unity in substance, unity in substance. And so as the Democrats, you know, brought to the nation this impeachment hearing, and particularly on broadcast TV and cable nonstop, you know, the ratings on Fox were off the charts. You know, many of the independents and kind of low information voters that are not on politics all the time came into this story, and it was a flop. I mean, it absolutely, if you see the numbers of independents, you see the shift over the last 2 or 3 weeks, it's been pretty amazing.
You think? What does Schiff think of his own show? I mean, what was the goal of the Schiff show? Shampeachment. It was to build a bipartisan consensus for shampeachment. It was to build public support for the shampeachment. How'd that go? Well, you read between the lines here. This is Adam Schiff on Jake Tapper. And Tapper says, okay, you claim you've proved your case here, Shifty. We're going to do an impeachment. We're going to have an impeachment vote, or?
If the facts aren't contested and your committee is writing up the report and you don't, at least as of now, have any scheduled witnesses or depositions, do you think President Trump should be impeached?
I want to discuss this with my constituents and my colleagues before I make a final judgment on it.
Let me translate. Let's see if the numbers go any lower over the weekend. We haven't completed our final round of polling on the shampeachment disaster. Jake Tapper pushes him again.
If the facts aren't contested and your committee is writing up the report.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I got the wrong one there. Here we go. Okay. He says, okay, but Shifty, you say you've proven the facts here and you say this is worse than Watergate. What you waiting for? I mean, come on.
But if that's your view, and you've also said that this week's testimony, quote, goes right to the heart of the issue of bribery, and you've also said that what you've seen is, quote, far more serious than what Nixon did, explain to me how you have not come to the conclusion that the president should be impeached. I mean, it sounds like you think he should be impeached.
Well, I certainly think that the evidence that's been produced overwhelmingly shows serious misconduct by the president. But I do want to hear more from my constituents, and I want to hear more from my colleagues. This is not a decision I will be making alone.
Yeah, because Nancy's about to put her boot up my butt. He blew this, folks. He blew this big time. Do you know what changed the tide here? You want to know what it was? They never had any intention of ever having hearings in public. These numbers didn't look like this till the public got to see the Schiff show. These numbers didn't tank like this until the people were forced to come out of the basement. And what forced them out of the basement? What forced them out of the basement? If you were a Republican member of Congress, an actual elected congressional representative, and you went up to the doors and attempted to watch the Schiff show because you just, you know, you were trying to figure out how to vote on Schampeachment, you would have been repelled by armed officers. If you didn't sit on the Intel committee, they wouldn't even let you in the door. What changed the course here? One time. Once so far this year, Republicans fought back in a real way. Matt Gaetz led the delegation down there. And they put their feet up on the desk. They ordered Chick-fil-A and pizza. And they said, no, no, we're not leaving. No, you're not going to repel us. What, are you going to arrest all 30 of us? Go ahead, right. Yeah, do it for the cameras. They couldn't. They had no way to repel them. Not without it being a PR disaster. So what did that do? That forced the opening of the doors. And look what you have, 14% drop in support for removing the president. Not 14%, 14 percentage point drop. 5 percentage point drop in support for Schampeachment. And that's it. And that's after a week and a half of seeing this. By the way, Republicans say that there's still a transcript that Shifty has not released yet. And the reason he hasn't released it, it was from one of the basement depositions that went terribly awry. In that he says, listen, we've got in the transcript, this was Lee Zeldin over the weekend, we know why the aid to Ukraine was held up, and it had nothing to do with the Bidens. It was held up at the same time as other aid. We've got that in a deposition. Adam Schiff won't release it. See the problem here? Do you see the problem? What happens if Schiff gets called to the Senate? What happens if they bring that list back, witness back? What happens if Republicans control the rules? Look, I'm not making any predictions here, folks. I don't know what they're going to do, but I'll tell you this. If I were Nancy, I wouldn't let this thing go to the Senate. I don't see how they can. Maybe I'm missing something, but I don't see how they can.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line we go on this Thanksgiving pre-day. Pre-Thanksgiving day, excuse me, show. You excited? Heading into the holidays? That kind of nosh and relax time? I am. I can't wait. I begin cooking on Tuesday. And my kids, I'm going to have my kids cook with me. My 9-year-old is an excellent cook. He does a great job. He can make casseroles, pizza from scratch, stuff like that. The other two have been lazier. He usually jumps up if he sees me cooking. Mom, I want to do it. It slows me down to teach him, but I've done it. And the other two, not so interested. So I've decided they're making Thanksgiving too. So that's what we're going to do. Kids are going to cook Thanksgiving dinner this year. My husband says, do you have any idea how long that will take? Like, I know. That's why I'm starting on Tuesday. So how about you? What are you looking forward to on Thanksgiving? We're going to get into all that coming up. 71307. Texter writes, I am so surprised the media thought that this Democrat fantasy would work. I think they mean shampeachment. Wishful thinking is not a reason to impeach a president. The DNC should have to reimburse the general fund for the millions they have wasted. Yeah. Folks, when you now have a third of Democrats who want Joe Biden investigated, that is a massive failure. A massive failure. Texter writes, Tara, doesn't Congress bribe the states all the time by offering states federal money in exchange for implementing federal laws? Yes, they do. Quid pro quo was never a problem. In fact, it was the purpose of federal aid until about 3 weeks ago. Yeah, maybe four. Texter writes, hey, Tara, they don't care about polls. They don't care about what the American people think about impeachment. They have to get rid of Trump to cover for their crimes. That is exactly why they did this as sloppily as they did. Nancy knew it was a bad idea. Putting Schiff in charge of it was an even worse idea. Gerald Nadler may be dumb, but he's not a compulsive liar like Schiff. You don't know what he's going to do. I half think she put it in his court so that he'd flub it and she could blame it on him and deflect. I can't figure out where they're going with this. I never have. Texter writes, what am I looking forward to on Thanksgiving? Sleeping until 6 a.m. I'm there with you. 6 a.m. is late for me. All right. I want to jump into this. I want to tell you what's going on here so that this will make sense to you. Did you see, you know, and this happens this time of year. Oxford Dictionary, Webster's Dictionary. They will put out their words of the year. Care to guess what direction they went with this? This had to be coordinated. Oxford Dictionary just announced its word of the year for 2019. They went with climate emergency. Which they define as, quote, a situation in which urgent action is required to reduce or halt climate change and avoid potentially irreversible environmental damage. Kind of odd, you know, given that they're the second dictionary to do this after Collins Dictionary a few weeks ago. Said that was the word of the year. So far we're 2 for 2 on words relating to climate change. Okay. If you've been around for a while, and the only people who haven't been around for long enough to remember this are 18 to 34s. Keep that demo in mind for a minute. I'll tell you why climate change is coming back. I've been amazed. I mean, climate change has been around one form or another. It was global warming, climate change for a long time, right? Why is it so hip, so hot right now? I'll tell you in a minute. Stay tuned. But I got to set this up first. When was the first time the Associated Press told us we had 11 years left? Do you remember? I've told you many times. It's up on my Facebook page. You can find it. It was 1989. And they quoted a UN panel study saying that we had till the year 2000 before the world burned up. 11 years. 1989 was the first time this happened. Did the world burn up? No? Well, the left is lazy. And when you have a complicit media, you don't have to change your talking points. And they haven't. They've just never stopped. That has been the standard talking point. The UN says we got 10 years left. Well, the problem is that dates back to 1989. It's 2019. So see, the math on that doesn't work. And so when Al Gore did all his stuff, he was still using the 10-year figure, which put us at 2010. You were going to be able to sail to Russia. The ice caps were going to be gone. The polar bears were going to be dead. The opposite has happened. Ice is thicker. Polar bears are thriving. That was supposed to happen by 2010. So now we're in 2019. And they're still using the talking point from 1989. We got 10, 11 years left. It is amazing what you can get away with if you're a liberal. But why is it coming back with such a vengeance now? Why is this one of the top two issues in the Democrat primary? Why are they obsessed with it? Why do they have all their buds at Oxford Dictionary and Collins Dictionary making climate change, climate emergency the word of the year? Because of this. They've got to give millennials and Gen Z a reason to vote for them because of this stat. This is the only stat that you need to know to understand what's going on here. The only thing that could make them turn their heads from this economy is the idea the world will end. See, here's their problem. Headline: confidence in Trump economy hits highest level ever. These are incredible numbers. Support for Donald Trump's economic policies rules to the highest level of his presidency in November, according to Gallup. 57% of Americans approved of Trump's handling of the economy, up from 53% in August and 50% in May. Approval is dramatically improved from the early days of his presidency, when just 48% said they approve. What does this include? 56% of those between 18 and 34 for the first time approve of the Trump economy. That number's been trending up. Let me repeat. 56% of those between 18 and 34 approve of the Trump economy. That's not good. Democrats can't offer anything but economic pain, more new normal, two part-time jobs plus no health insurance equals you're broke. So when you got 56%, the Democrats see this in their internal polling. When you got 56% of those between 18 and 34 approving of Trump's economy, you literally have to end the world to get their votes. So they are. They're just conveniently re-upping the old UN talking point. We got 11 years left. Again, when does that date to? 1989. So when would that have expired? 2000. How'd that go? Not so good. So this is why you're seeing climate emergencies. Emergencies, a total emergency. You cannot vote to continue the good times in the Trump economy or you'll lose the earth. That's exactly what's going on here. Like, what can we tell young people who just want to survive economically? How can we convince them to vote for us when we're promising to wreck everything that has led to this economy, including repealing the Trump tax cuts? I know, tell them the world's going to end. They won't remember. We've told them that twice before, and it didn't happen. And that's what this is about. Collins, the Collins Dictionary, picked climate emergency as the word of the year because their definition is, quote, a situation in which urgent action is required to reduce or halt climate change and avoid potentially irreversible climate damage resulting from it. They picked the term because they say it captures the, quote, ethos, mood, or preoccupations of the year. Plus, its usage went up 10,796% from 2018. You think that was an accident, folks? Nah, they're sitting around looking at these polling numbers. 56% support for Trump's economic policy among 18 to 34s and going, oh, my God, what can we use to turn their heads from that? Oh, world's going to end. Yeah, world's totally going to end. They won't remember we've told them that twice before and it didn't happen. They weren't around then. Oh, God, they'll do anything, folks. By the way, the world's not going to end. It's going to be fine. Just like the last two times.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, if you're trying to resist the temptation to overindulge on Thanksgiving, this will help. 22% of people say they've gotten food poisoning from a holiday meal. That's according to a new survey. So good luck this year, 22% of people. Why is that, by the way? See, yeah, this is a problem. 62% of Americans rinse raw turkey in the kitchen sink, which can splatter germs up to 3 feet away, all over the counters and other cooking surfaces. I always take the thing in the backyard, like with a bucket. Clean it off with the hose. From a distance. 26% of people only wash their hands before they make food, which can lead to cross-contamination when they're cooking different things. And 26% of people leave the turkey out for 3 or more hours before they put it in the fridge for leftovers. Bacteria can start growing at the 2-hour mark. So there you go. Little hazmat holiday update for you. All right, to the text line we go. And text right. So what do they have on Devin Nunes? Nothing. He's suing them. Folks, I had the most bizarre exchange with one of my liberal trolls over the weekend, and I don't know why I do it. I have vowed I will not waste any more of my precious time talking to these people because they're insane. But then they suck me in. I got into an argument with a guy over the weekend on Twitter. Well, Devin Nunes is busted. He's busted. He tried to uncover corruption in Ukraine. He tried to look into Joe Biden. Are we really there? Yeah, it's a scandal. He tried to look into the crimes. He wanted to know why $7 billion was stolen from the Ukraine people. And they got him. Man, they got him. Are y'all serious? Are you out of your ever-loving minds? This is what this has come to. Folks, it was not until 2 months ago a scandal to look into crimes. I mean, we now know what the crime was that Ukraine was investigating. That the prosecutor was investigating that Joe Biden got killed. We know what it was. It wasn't nothing. This is the crazy thing. You know what it was? $7 billion with a B. Stolen from the Ukraine people. By two firms very closely connected to John Kerry's son, Hunter Biden, and two other Democrat operatives. They laundered it, appears, but we don't know that yet, so I'm not going to say. $7 billion. That's what that prosecutor was investigating. He wasn't investigating Hunter, at least not per se. He was investigating the oligarch. Here's another question for you. I just got to ask this. I wondered this over the weekend, okay? Joe Biden's out there threatening Lindsey Graham. I cannot believe that. Were we not just told way back last week that if Trump tweets during the sham impeachment hearings, that's a threat, right? Remember, that was a threat. And he said some mean things about that ambassador. And that's a threat. That alone, that tweet justifies impeachment. Really? Okay, because Joe Biden just said that if Lindsey Graham investigates him, here we go, Graham will regret investigating me his whole life. Now what? That's not just saying something mean about Lindsey Graham like Trump did. No. That's a threat. Which we were told way back last week was an impeachable offense. Where's the condemnation by the Democrats? Do innocent people speak like this? Graham will regret investigating me his whole life? Damn, that's loaded. Where are the pearl clutchers?
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 oh.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.